Jake, these last couple of weeks when things were, you weren't quite able to cap things off and get those wins, how did you approach it? What's been your mindset, you know, to rebound after, you know, all of the successes in similar games earlier?
Yeah, I think staying process-oriented is the key, keeping the main thing. Just staying focused, not getting distracted with the with whatever's going on, whether it's the Big 12 standings or whatever's happening. Just don't get distracted with it. Keep the main thing, and stay process-oriented. It's kind of the deal.
So basically nothing's changed is what you're saying, because that's, I think, the message you've had for us pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, well,
It's also senior week, Jake, so I just wanted to ask what these seniors that are going to be walking, what they mean to you.
They mean a lot, man. They've helped us get to where we are. I think this is a special senior class. You know, a lot of these guys had to fight through some tough times and COVID and stuff like that. And they're just still here, still putting good product on the field, leading the guys. So I'm just proud of these guys, the way they've led the team in so many ways and pushed us in the right direction in at every turn.
Jake, you had JoJo Phillips open down that sideline last Saturday. Take us through those back-to-back plays, also the interception to Darius Lasser. Do you hold on to those? Is that something you think about over the weekend, or are you quick to flush that type of stuff?
You definitely think about it. There's no doubt that Saturday night it took me a lot of thoughts going through your head, especially in a game like that where it's that tight, and you roar back with a great comeback, and then that happens. Yeah, of course I think about that stuff, but, you know, it's Monday now. It's a new week, and so by now it's all been flushed, and it's about the new week.
Looking at Houston this week, have you had a chance to really dig into the film yet? Like, what do you see from the Cougars?
It's a good defense. This defense has not had a lot of help from the offensive side of the ball this year, but it's still a good defense. They've definitely are tough in a lot of aspects. They play tough opponents tough. So it's gonna be a fun battle Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. We'll take our next questions from Mitch Harper and then Kevin Reynolds.
Jake, what do you attribute as to why the offense performed at a higher level in that second half against ASU?
Just attention to detail, execution. It's simple as that, man. Looking back at the film, it's like there's so many opportunities we had in that first half to make plays, and we're just not executing at the level we did in the second half. And it shouldn't take a fire to be lit under us like what happened. You know, obviously, like when you go down big, all of a sudden it's like, all right, we got to perform great or we're going to get blown out. And so we put some of our best product on the field in that second half. And I'm proud of the guys for showing the resilience. Like, when they're down, we're not out of it. And it was obvious we were not out of it. I mean, obviously, the last drive, the last play, it came out of one play at the end. So just proud of the guys, the way they learned from that first half and said, we're not going to do that again. We're going to go out there and make plays, and they did.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Just had an off-the-field question for you. I'm curious, have you had a chance or have had much of a relationship with Robbie Bosco, just both guys from California and both of your journeys to BYU? Have you talked about that with him at all?
I got a great relationship with him. Obviously, he's in the building. And so, you know, I run into him a bunch of times. Like, he'll be working out in the training room, and I'll run into him and just talk to him a little bit. He's always asking about the team, asking how I'm doing, asking early on, asking how my development is going in the offense and stuff like that. And so he's been fun to be able to just chat and lean on a little bit. That's the cool thing about this place is we got a lot of guys like that in the building, whether it's coaches who are like that or guys in the building on the administrative side, like Chad Lewis, him too. Like, I've been able to talk to him a bunch, lean on him a lot. And that's the cool part about having so many former players in the building. Like, I mean, like even Tom Homo, like just being able to chat to him about football. He knows the game of football. He played, obviously, in the NFL. And so just a collection of guys we have here to be able to just – you know, chuck ideas off of and just get feedback is awesome.
Of the former quarterbacks at BYU, has there been anybody that you've been closest to that you've talked to the most, other than John Beck? I mean, I'm sure you talked to him the most, but...
Yeah, you stole that answer from me right there, because I get to talk to him often, obviously, because I train with him and stuff like that. I don't know, but, like, other than that, like, I've been able to have great conversations with everyone, which has been fun. Like, Jaron coming back for the game a couple weeks ago, like that was fun. Seeing him before the Utah game, he was at the Utah game, so it was cool to talk to him. I got to build a little relationship with him because obviously we didn't overlap playing here, but our time here overlapped as he was getting prepared for the pro day and draft and stuff like that. Like, I got to talk to him a bunch. But, like, even, like, talking to guys like Max Hall, talking to, you know, Steve Young a little bit, talking to, like, all these guys, it's just – it's cool to have individual relationships with all of them and be able to just learn from them and just listen to what they have to say because it's good stuff.
All right, we'll go Jay Drew next and then Jay Catch.
Jake, after that win over Utah, a couple players, I think including yourself, said the practices weren't the sharpest because maybe the hangover effect, who knows why. What are you guys going to do to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen again after this really emotional game?
You know, just stay, like I said, process-oriented about what we're doing every day. Last week, honestly, I thought we had really good practice week. It was one of our best practice weeks of the season last week. So it's unfortunate to come up short like we did. So, you know, we're just going to continue that. I don't know if I could say there's a more emotional game than the one than the Holy War. So I don't think this one hit that level. Now, of course, it was emotional and obviously a crazy how it ended with all the field storming and all that stuff. But, you know, I think the guys, I don't think that there's too much of an effect. And we're just going to approach it like we did last week and just, you know, stay about practice, stay about the process, and get back to it.
And then my second question, is there a concern? A lot of your passes are getting batted down at the line of scrimmage. Is that just a concern, or kind of why does it seem like the last half of the season that's happened to you?
It's obvious that D-lines are making a concerted effort to, like, do that. They're going to bull rush and put their hands in the air, and so it's just going to be important to find those throwing lanes. I know that my tackles are good at getting hands down, so they'll be doing that. And so, it obviously affected a couple throws in the game, you know, the early pick and then the two-point play to Kibo that got tipped. And so, you know, we're just moving through that and just, you know, getting over that and finding ways to mitigate that and just, you know, not get balls batted down. Obviously, that's frustrating.
Jake, we'll just have you ask one more question.
Yeah, I just got one more. We just had Connor Pace sitting down with us, Jake, talking about how he believes BYU is the best university for a young person of faith to come and have that experience. You've had your story chronicled multiple times over, but would you concur with his statement saying it's the best place for a young man of faith?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've experienced it. I know a lot of other guys have experienced it of the LDS faith and many who are not. So I 100% agree.